Keeping to a wine theme, Graham tells us about some of the good wines that our resident wine expert, Tyson Stelzer, recommends.
Yeah, we spoke to Tyson last week. I hope you recall. We were talking about house brand wines and how you can go to major retailers, people like Aldi and BWS and Coles and Woolies, and they've got a whole lot of brands that you've never heard of, but they're coming often from quite reputable winemakers, and they're sort of, they come in disguise, if you like. And if you know the code as to, you know, what's a good wine, then you can actually pick up some fantastic bargains. Not only wine, though, spirits. And Aldi had a highly awarded gin.
I know.
That they were selling. Now, I didn't go and buy some. I
tried to, Graham.
Couldn't get it?
But, well, it has sold out.
Yeah, that tends to happen. Anyway, at the end of the conversation with Tyson last week, he gave us some ones to look out for, but we just ran out of time in the show and couldn't play it then. So I want to tell you now, what he's saying right now is terrific value. Doesn't mean it's cheap, but he's got a fantastic palate, highly regarded around the world for his wine communications. He's been Wine Communicator of the Year for a number of years. What he's suggesting is that Pepperjack has got a product called Certified Shiraz Cabernet. So Pepperjack Certified Shiraz Cabernet, 2017's just been released, and it's, if you buy a six-pack or six bottles, it's around about $28.50 at Dan Murphy's. Now, you might find a cheaper one. Just be careful. It's not exactly the same quality, I think, is what Tyson would say. The one he said 2017 is splendid. 2016 you might pick up for in the low 20s. But the 2017, $28.50 in a six-pack at a place like Dan Murphy's. We just looked online. BWS has got it for $38. So I think we just saved you $10. By my calculation.
Yeah, that's great value, but Pepperjack's a great name anyway.
Yeah, it looks, what he did warn me, it looks a little different. If you're a Pepperjack drinker, this bottle looks a little different.
Okay.
And it's called Certified Shiraz Cabernet. I don't know whether the other stuff is uncertified or...
I'm not really sure about that. But
now, the other one he wanted to mention is a product that comes from the woman he says is the queen of rosé, a woman called Natalie Fryer. She has been living in the Barossa Valley for a while, but she was commuting to Tasmania to the Ninth Island estate and finding it hard yards, I think, to keep commuting. So she's actually relocated herself to Tassie, where she's concentrating on this Ninth Island rosé. Something that is a wonderful wine, according to Tyson, about $18.95. So if you're over the plain old sparklings, whether the champagne or some fizzy drink made in Australia that can't use that name, try the rosé.
Rosé is really very fashionable at the moment, Graham, especially on a summer's day.
Absolutely, and some of them aren't quite, they're not quite the Matthieu's we used to drink as young reporters in the Melbourne Herald building, because that was pretty rich. That was pretty rich.
It was lethal.
It was. That and Chianti had knocked the day off.
Yep.
Anyway. So Ninth Island Rosé. Now, the other thing he suggests to you, if you're interested in unlocking the code to champagne, go to his site, www.tysonstelzer.com, and he's got some links there to his guide on the codes that appear on champagne bottles to tell you what it means. Now, whether you take it with you, print it out and take it with you to the bottle shop and sort of work out what's the best one to buy, I don't know. But he's also got their list of 100 champagnes to try before you die.
Yeah.
So Tyson Stelzer, definitely worth following. And as a lot of people follow him, we count ourselves lucky to have him as one of our members on the team here and a member of Palate. Okay, so... Now we should move on, do you think?
I think we should move on, but it does make you a little bit thirsty talking about all those wines.
It does indeed. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.